Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. Johns County Show that's on in the morning. St. Johns County's favorite morning show. We did the polls. we did the polls on that track.
Yeah, yeah. We are by far the favorite show of St. Johns County in the morning.
According to all the polls,
yes.
Which, man, polls are awesome, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's see. We got a lot to get to here today, as you guys could see from the title. Did St. Johns County quietly arrest a member of the royal family, Troy? Did you hear about this?
No.
No.
Did someone else get arrested here?
You're going to. This is pretty good. We may have a Costco coming to St. Johns County. You think we really need a Costco?
I do know there's a Costco coming.
All right. You knew that.
World Golf.
We have a patron saint of parrot whispers. And, of course, you're going to answer people's comments and questions today.
As we go.
At the end of the show.
Oh,
no,
like
you
got
to keep track of them through the show.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm in trouble.
Or just at the end, you can scroll through.
I guess I should turn it on. Oh, there you go.
What is, what day is it today, Troy?
Today is Thursday. It is weekend eve.
It is. That I can get with, man. That
it's
I can go
weekend
with.
Eve. You know what?
Weekend eve.
We need the weekend.
Isn't this Friday week? Officially the weekend eve, though?
No, Friday is the weekend.
I don't think
Friday is the weekend.
Is Friday officially the weekend?
It's the weekend for
me. Can somebody Google it and see if Friday is officially the weekend?
I call Friday the weekend.
You have two shows on Friday.
Dan,
how is
tiebreaker?
That?
Tiebreaker. It's the weekend.
Oh man, if you do work on a Friday, it's not the weekend.
I do work on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, that's just your fault for working on Saturdays and Sundays.
That can't be counted.
That's totally on you.
That can't be counted. So
I do want to give a big shout out, obviously, to our title sponsor of the show here. The morning show sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Jerry at Old City Homes has just a few remaining affordable brand new 2-bedroom, 2-bath houses starting at $165. Call 904-466-9505 to take advantage of some amazing deals that pretty much can't last.
Yeah, they can't.
You will quite literally never see prices like that again.
They're going in the other
direction.
St.
John's County, man. Jeez, just the price of building a house has gone up by like 4 times. It's insane.
Craziness.
Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing and Construction Debris Removal, who we'll talk about a little bit later. And Dan Bagan of Bagan & Company, of course, producing his show each and every single morning. I just did a Sean Connery there.
Yes.
Troy. Producing the show.
Yes.
That was a bad Sean Connery. Sean Connery died this week.
He did. He
forgot
died.
About
he did.
That.
I don't think people realize how many times I was getting a tattoo.
How many times you cried?
How many times I cried? I was getting a tattoo, and there was a picture of Sean Connery. That's what I stared at for like the hour I was getting a tattoo.
Oh, but you didn't get a tattoo. No, you
not
didn't get his face.
Not of Sean Connery. Okay. Not of Sean Connery.
I was getting a little bit worried, man.
It wasn't that. But as I was laying there, the only picture in the room that wasn't like some psychedelic, like, on some type of trip picture, was a picture of Sean Connery. It was awkward.
All right.
He was staring at me during my tattoo.
Sean
and he
got
had just
you through
died.
It.
And he just died. So.
Wait, he had just died?
No, like the day before. like 2 days before.
Yeah. Okay, so. Okay. Wait, so you just got a tattoo?
I got a tattoo Monday night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What'd you get a tattoo of?
I got a couple of kanji symbols on my shoulder.
Oh, interesting.
Balance out the other stuff on my chest.
Okay. Interesting.
I have 16 tattoos now. People don't realize how many tattoos I have.
No, they don't.
Now they do.
Well, yeah. Now they do. The more you know.
The more you know. Now you do.
Question of the day for everybody watching
how
and
many
you, Troy.
Does Troy have, huh?
Yeah.
Answer that one.
Yeah. Well, that was an easy question of the day. Damn it. Now we got to come up with a new one.
Let's go with the backup question of the day.
Are you excited for Costco to come to St. Augustine? St. John's County. This is a terrible question of the day.
I actually don't have. I have a pretty small house.
Yeah.
So Costco doesn't really help me a whole lot because
people still
bulk,
love it.
And
yeah, but you can go there and buy candy or something in bulk, Troy.
Yeah, but I don't have a place to put the candy because I have a small house.
Okay.
It's you know so.
So you don't need a pallet of candy.
I don't need a pallet of candy because I have no place to put the pallet of candy. And the problem is if I go there. I'm an impulsive buyer.
Yeah, I
so
hear you.
I
hear you.
I would end up with this much toilet paper, and I have no place to put that, and then I'd be mad at myself because I was irresponsible. So Costco is actually not good for me.
I could see that, man. Yeah, I could see that. If they're open too late, I'm going to have a problem. One thing that saved me a lot of money is Walmart not being open after 10 o'clock. Because yeah. I'm a real 2 in the morning, I'm bored, so I'm going to go get something at Walmart.
Yeah, I mean...
So Costco could be even more trouble, depending on how late they're open.
You actually have a garage.
I do have a garage.
I don't have a garage. You can put stuff in there.
I could. Yeah.
Like, you're not a guy. You don't seem to be a guy who parks in the garage.
I don't park in the garage. Yeah. No, I really don't.
There are people that park
because I don't have an automatic garage.
Yeah.
So it's too much work for my lazy ass to get out of a car, open a garage. Who's going to manually hand open a garage in America, Troy?
I don't see you being a guy who parks in a garage anyway. You're a non-garage.
If I had an automatic garage, I'd park in a garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
I might get you that for Christmas.
All right, an automatic garage. Oh, all right. I'll look forward to that. So, it's on tape.
Yeah.
It's on tape. Now you're obligated.
You got to install it, though.
That's right. No thanks. We already established. I'm lazy. Yeah, so that's not going to happen. Yeah. Maybe give me 3 years.
Maybe one of the listeners will install it for you. You know.
Maybe.
So,
but yeah, Costco just announced they're going to be building a new wholesale club at World Commerce Center in St. Augustine. I assume that's near World Golf. World Commerce Center. World Golf?
It's out near World Golf.
Okay. Yeah. That's just what I would assume. If it says World in it somewhere.
The Brewskis or something like that. Whatever. I don't know how to say that.
The Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's, that's it.
That big, gigantic gas station?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be mammoth structures out there. Really cheap stuff. So I'm sure everybody's happy about that in World Golf Village.
I want to make one quick announcement before we go to the news story, because we have a new business. Not a new business, a business that's moving. And it's one of our loyal watchers.
Okay.
So Cheshire Custom and Collision is doing an open house this weekend. And they're starting at 1 p.m., 7 p.m. on 405 South Buckbound Drive, St. Augustine, Florida. There's going to be a lot of stuff out there. They'll have fire trucks out there. They're going to have bounce houses, food truck. They're kind of doing a full festival. They're doing up their grand opening right. And, I want to say congratulations to them, making their business better for St. Augustine. So
there you go. Awesome. Very cool. We also have, speaking of events, we've got on the 14th, I thought there was something coming up on the 7th, actually. Let me have it in my personal calendar here. But on the 14th, I'm going to be a celebrity blackjack dealer that's going to be giving away way too much money because I'm just going to be screwing everything up. They sent me the rules on how to deal blackjack the other day, Troy.
I thought you were going to YouTube it.
I am still going to YouTube it because the rules are 4 pages long.
Wow, I like your Spider-Man app you have on your phone.
Yeah. That's my, I break my phone too frequently and that's what happens, and I'm too poor to replace it. but on the 14th, I will be one of the celebrity blackjack dealers. The least celebrity-ish of all of them, I'm sure.
I believe you're probably the most celebrity of all.
At the St. Francis. Well, I don't know who else is going to be a celebrity. If they have Tony Baselli and 3 more Jacksonville Jaguars, I will definitely
not
be.
The only reason you're going to be... less recognizable than Tony Baselli is because he's a giant.
Gigantic, and people won't be able to see me over the players' heads.
He is a giant.
Yeah.
You know, but you're a celebrity. I mean, I used to play in celebrity basketball games and stuff like that, and no one knew who I was at all.
They wouldn't want
but
me
now,
to do that
But now
either.
People know who you are.
Well, you could play in celebrity games people and people like, would know who you are too, Troy.
People go, hey, you're Pete Melfi's sidekick.
That's what they say to me, too, oddly enough.
That you're Pete Melfi's sidekick?
Yeah, they're like, aren't you Pete Melfi's sidekick? They recognize me, but they really don't know where from. this is going to go to benefit the St. Francis House Port in the Storm. It's going to be a gala out there at the Tringali Barn. Beautiful place.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a
really
cool
nice place.
Yeah.
That's Saturday, November 14th, and that's going to be from 6:30 to 10:30. I will be the celebrity blackjack dealer. So come out and see me from, I think, 7 to 8 or 7 to 7:30 or 7:30 to 8, right in that window. So come out, Play some blackjack with me at the Trangali Barn. It's a beautiful place. You can go to, for tickets and information, go to stfrancisshelter.org/tickets. Get some tickets. They're affordable. It's going to be fun. It obviously goes to a great cause. And you can see me and tell me if you think I'm an actual celebrity or not, if you even recognize me at all out there. Yeah. Do got to give a big shout out until we get to our main story here, Troy, the royal family.
Look at what's happened with
that. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm going to tell you all about it.
I'm excited about this story.
I know. Look, everybody is. Half of St. John's County is
now
waiting on the edge of their seat.
Now I'm building up too much. Good luck.
but I do got to tell you about Fidus Roofing. Fidus Roofing, absolute royalty here in St. John's County. Absolute royalty, and you'll get the royal treatment if you hire Fidus Roofing. 904-355-ROOF, experts in obviously roofing, but also pavers. They do a great job with pavers as well. Really excellent work. I've seen a bunch of their paver jobs in person also. 904-355-ROOF. Okay, here we go, Troy. So when I first saw this story, I thought this sounds like a member of a royal family to me.
Okay.
It really does. It sounded very, very much like that would be the case. Can you read that name? I'm just going to ask you if you can. Do you want to try? Troy's dyslexic.
Yeah, I'm
and
dyslexic.
When I tell you this name.
Alusgon Underwall.
Okay.
Alusgon Underwall.
I don't think that's terrible. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's terrible.
I went in my Kenyan royalty.
It sounded like it might be some sort of royalty to me when I. Mm-hmm. It sounded somewhat familiar. Maybe it sounded some. I don't know.
It sounded like Prince Akeem from Coming to America's Cousin.
Okay. But a traffic stop in St. John's County actually led to his arrest. He's actually suspected in an international theft operation based out of Africa. So he's the Nigerian prince. He's literally the Nigerian prince. He's the Nigerian prince that everybody's been.
Thank goodness I won't get any more emails.
That's what I'm saying. They caught him. They got him. They got the guy. So nobody should be getting these emails anymore.
Jerusalem. Underwall.
But now maybe he'll be sending emails. Maybe people will start getting emails. I'm in a St. John's County jail.
And that part's
true. I need $500,000. Right? Right?
And as soon as my gold clears.
Yeah, as soon as the gold clears and my Mercedes G-Wagon is shipped over to the United States, I can sell that and pay you back.
Yeah.
The
Nigerian prince has been caught
in St. John's County. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. There are 30 people watching that are like, Pete, you jerk.
Yeah, no. There's 30 less people watching that were waiting for that story.
Yes, I totally believe that. I completely believe that. I think it was worth it, though, because
they got this guy.
This is an important guy to get.
They're going to stick around for the Stodum stat. Stodum stat is solid today.
But now, seriously, though, just to cap that off, according to authorities in multiple U.S. jurisdictions, he did have a warrant out for his arrest. Him and three other suspects who were indicted were part of a criminal organization based in Africa that targets seniors by stealing their retirement money via convincing cell phone call.
All right, and Sarah just said what I was about to say. Again, someone comes to St. John's County and gets arrested. You had a story earlier in the week where they got caught
on the beach driving the wrong way. Yep.
So, okay, yeah. And it's not like it's like, mastermind work. I love our sheriff department, our city police, but it's not like mastermind work. These people are just getting pulled over being stupid.
Right.
If you
but
have a warrant.
It's where criminals come. St. John's County, it's where criminals come.
If you have a warrant for your arrest, at least follow the traffic rules.
Yeah. You got to be a little more careful. Criminals who love St. Augustine, you got to be a little more careful.
Maybe in Nigeria, those rules aren't the same. So
I don't know.
I'm glad we have the Nigerian prince.
I'm glad we nabbed him too. Yeah. Man. That's very nice. So we're almost at Stoidum stat time. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to bring you the patron saint of Parrot Whispers.
Parrot Whispers.
I'm gonna have to put this guy's picture up on this. I don't even care about the story anymore because this guy's picture is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
oh my gosh.
He's just a funny looking.
He looks like a guy who would own a pet store, though.
He looks like
he looks like he's in the witness protection program. They put him in the pet store.
No, I'll tell you exactly what he looks like. I'm going to put this on the TV here behind us, Troy.
Okay.
So that everybody can see.
Come on. The beautiful rock.
The beautiful rock. It's Asian Edward Scissorhands.
He looks like
absolutely is.
He looks like a guy. And by the way, we're not sponsored by City.
No, we're not.
But there's a fireman behind him. What's going on in there this picture?
Oh, the actual.
There's several firemen behind this guy.
Yeah, the actual story for Asian Edward Scissorhands is here, I'll zoom out. His parrot saved his life. Parrot alerts owner to house fire in Australia. I don't even need to read the story because he is the kind of guy who depends on parrots to save his life. That's for sure.
Dude, I mean, and he's not smiling. The parrot just saved his life. He's not smiling.
Have you ever seen Edward Scissorhands smile?
Of course, No, it's true. Yeah, I've seen him smile.
I guess, yeah, slightly. Okay.
You have a love interest.
All right.
Winona Ryder, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but no, he doesn't have the parrot with him. There's like eight, firemen behind him.
I know.
And he's like, okay, I'm okay.
He's just unfazed. You know, completely emotionless.
Yeah,
I just the picture says a million words.
I wonder if he just
thought
his place on
there.
Fire just to get on that on our show on the 904 now.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't shock me with that guy. All right, do got to give a big shout out to one of our newest sponsors here, Troy Construction Debris Removal, the company that picks up the phone when you call. That's actually becoming even more rare these days. It really
is.
It's unbelievable. Nobody picks up the phone, and nobody will call you back if they miss your call. They will actually do it. Which is surprising, and that's something actually that a lot of people say in our review groups. If there are contractors out there watching the show and you need containers for your job sites, CDR can handle that. They cover and protect driveways and really do take pride in leaving their job, the job site, the same way it was when they found
it,
if not cleaner.
I've worked with them for years and years and years. They're super professional, so. Great to have him on as a sponsor.
Thank you for bringing some professionalism to my terrible reading ability this morning, yeah, Troy. But yeah, great to have them on as a sponsor, and they really do great work. 904-471-9709. That's 904-471-9709. And it is really important to Vern and the team and Linda and Rick that they do leave your job site clean. Mm-hmm. That's not important to a lot of people, mm-hmm. But it really is for them. I used to work for them, and trust me, they drilled that into my head.
From a construction standpoint, it is the most important thing is the job site be clean.
Yeah.
And we'll, I guarantee today I'll be screaming at someone about the job site not being clean. Yeah. It is that important.
Yeah, yeah. Because inspections and, I mean, everything. And if you got the guys who were there supposed to clean up the debris and they're leaving more of a mess, as many of them do. Not CDR, though. Mm-hmm. Troy, what do we got for Stoidum Stat this morning, man? And actually, okay. Do we have any questions? What are the questions? Did anybody ask you any questions that you feel super compelled to answer?
Actually, the comments are more filling in about the Nigerian prince getting arrested.
Okay.
So that's where we're at today. And again, there's more stuff about the Cheshire Grand Opening. All right, Stoidum Stat. I have two Stoidum Stats today. The first one is not, I mean, it's kind of a B-.
Okay.
Okay. On this day is when Japan gave the order to bomb Pearl Harbor. Okay. It doesn't happen until December 7th, but it happened today, November 5th, in Japan, where they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're actually going to get after the United States.
Wow.
So that's number one. That's kind of a B-. The A-plus one that everybody is going to want to know is today, she turned 65, Kris Jenner of the Kardashians. So, you know.
All right.
I mean, everybody was so excited about that. You know, I'm sure everyone's just going to wish
you
Kris,
know.
I mean. And they're not on air anymore, I don't think.
We had gone 750 days without talking
and
about
I ruined
the Kardashians.
That streak today.
That has been years-long streak that I've prided myself on.
You know why? Because the Nigerian prince asked me to.
Okay. The Nigerian prince has messed up everything, and so has Asian Edward Scissorhands back there, who's still up on the screen.
Is he still there?
He's still there. I want to end. I want to end the show on this guy's face. I
saved
really
by a parrot. No. All right. Wait. I got to do this. I got to do this from him. I'm gonna try to make it come from him.
We'll talk to you a little bit later. We hope you enjoyed the show. We really appreciate you guys out there. Have a great rest of your day.